The room was uncomfortably quiet until Bismarck laughed his short laugh and shrugged his shoulders. "Oh, very well," says he, "since you do not wish it." Two red spots came into Jack's pale cheeks. "I think it's best to stop now," says he in a hard voice. "If you're wise, mein Herr, you'll make the most of that."
"As you please,"
says Bismarck, and to my delight he added, "It is you who are endings about, you know." Jack's face was a study. Spotswood had a hand on his shoulder, and Percival was at his side, while the rest were crowding round, chattering excitedly, and Bismarck was looking about him with all his old bounce and side. It was too much for Jack. "Right," says he, shaking Spotswood off. "Put your hands up."
"No, no," cries Percival. "This has gone far enough."
"I quit to nobody," says Jack, grim as a hangman. "End the bout, is it? I'll end it for him, sure enough."
"For God's sake, man," says Percival, "remember who you are and who he is. He's a guest, a stranger."
"A stranger who threw me foul," says old Jack. "He don't know the rules."
"It was a mistake."
"It was a fair throw."
"No, it wasn't."
Old Jack stood breathing heavily. "Now, looky," says he. "I give it him he threw me, not knowing it was an unfair advantage, when I was off guard on account of having tapped his claret. I give it him he was angry and didn't think, 'cause I'd be making a puddin' of him. I'll shake hands with him on all of that, but I won't have him strutting off and saying, 'I asked to end the fight.' Nobody says that to me. No, not Tom Cribb himself, by God."
Everyone began to yammer at once, Percival trying to push them away and calm Jack down, but most of us well content to see the mischief increase. It wasn't every day one could see Gully box in earnest, which he seemed ready to do. Tom appealed to Bismarck, but the German, smiling his superior smile, just says,
"I am prepared to continue."
After that, try as Tom might, he was overruled, and presently they were facing up to each other again. I was delighted, of course. This was more than I'd hoped for, although I feared that Gully's good nature would make him let Bismarck off lightly. His pride was hurt, but he was a fair-minded fool, and I guessed he would just rap the German once or twice smartly to show him who was master and let it go at that. Percival was hoping so, at all events. "Go easy, Jack, for God's sake," he cried, and then they set to.